This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set directly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Alfio Lanuto is with us. We're going to talk about the law. Welcome, Alfio.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Al, are you in court right now?
I am, but I'm in a recess and found some finding time, space to be able to speak with you.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to be as polite as I can about things that happen in court, but I've got some questions for you. So let's just for hypothetical purposes, assume that I've been arrested and I find myself in court, and the bailiff says, all rise, and I don't, and Vinny just sits, kind of sits there, and the guy with the black garment on comes in. What's going to happen to Vinny, who's just sitting there?
Well, that's an extremely interesting scenario, something that I've never actually encountered. And I can only answer it theoretically. I can only answer the hypothetical by trying to deduce from the various principles that are that operate within the confines of the courtroom to try to ascertain what would happen. It's a longstanding tradition that it is the judge, the person in the black robe, who is in control of the courtroom. And it is generally, everyone acquiesces to the notion that what the judge says goes. And if the judge says stand, people must stand. If not, then if he says sit, people must sit. And if he ejects someone from the courtroom, they must be ejected. And if someone refuses to comply with any such order, at least in theory, I could envision a judge holding that person in contempt of court, and with all the possible ramifications of that. And that could be anything from a mere civil fine, or even confinement, actual detention, and within being incarcerated until someone cries uncle and says, yes, I acquiesce to the authority of the judge being supreme within that courtroom. Of course, there are limitations there are limitations of reason if the court orders something which is clearly and palpably illegal, immoral than any sheriff's deputy or any court officer or bailiff who is trying to enforce that, I think, would have a hard time explaining the enforcement and using force to give effect to on a clearly unlawful order. One example of that, I mean, I just remember reading it some time ago. A judge asked his law clerk or secretary to go get him a cup of coffee from the vendor on the street corner outside the courthouse. And the secretary or assistant comes back with a cup of coffee, and the judge didn't like the coffee. He thought it was a terrible cup of coffee. He actually ordered his sheriff's deputy or his courtroom officer, whoever it was in that state, I don't recall what state it was, but he actually ordered his enforcer to go out and arrest the vendor and bring him into the courtroom and held him in contempt of court for serving him a bad cup of coffee. Now, that judge faced very serious consequences for that, because that was clearly outside of any kind of any kind of rationalization of the judge's authority. He had absolutely no right. I mean, he even liked a cup of coffee, and if he felt that it was aggrieved by it, he certainly had a right to bring a civil suit for whatever damages he might have claimed to have sustained as a result of it, and certainly not have the guy arrested. But you could envision, I mean, but by that example, you could almost envision anything happening if within the confines of the courtroom an individual refuses to obey an order that is within the confines of what has been traditionally recognized to be within the scope and purview of a judge's authority. I don't see it. That would vary from state to state. It is not written that someone must stand or must sit when told or must roll over. That is the long-standing practice.
Okay, so here's the natural extension. Now, you know that the character that I most closely resemble, that people would recognize, is the character of Columbo. So, hypothetically, again, I'm sitting in the courthouse, and I'm in the court. And Bella says, "All rise." And now I'm still sitting there, right? And the judge walks in, and everybody starts looking at me like, "Did you forget to do something?" And I go, "Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a request or an order?" And that's the next thing that comes out of my mouth, right? So everybody's silent except for me, and I go, "Oh, is that a request or an order?" Now what would happen?
I think you'd be told it was an order.
Being ordered.
That's my opinion. That's my opinion. You'd be told it was an order.
Okay, so now obviously the next thing I'd say is, so I'm being ordered to stand. And in my best Columbo, I would probably say, what if I don't? Now what?
Well, again, as I said before, it was the judge, and you could envision anything happening. Anything from at the minimum being admonished from the bench for refusing to stand and refuse to obey an order. If that order is given by the bailiff or sheriff's deputy, depending, that varies from state to state, from courtroom to courtroom, but that's a law enforcement officer, and it would be treated as an order coming from a law enforcement officer, and would be treated as the same way as disobeying an order from a law enforcement officer. However, an order that's being given inside the courtroom with the judge, standing ready to enforce the order. So the individual could be admonished, and the judge could leave it at that, and continue with the proceeding, and keep a particularly watchful eye on that particular individual. Or you could go, you could run the gamut all the way to holding the person in contempt, fining him, or even incarcerated. I could envision that happening depending upon the disposition, temperament, and I dare say ego of the particular judge.
So I can just see the next part. Vinny's put in a cell, and the guy in the cell next to him says, "So what are you here for?" And Vinny says, "Oh, I forgot to stand."
Well, you didn't forget in your scenario, you actually decided. You made,
yeah, I decided.
Is an affirmative decision.
I actually decided that I was more comfortable sitting, and I wanted to remain in that position. But everybody else all around me, for some reason, got up. I guess they heard something that told them to get up. Okay, so here's the next question, Alfio Lanuto. So I'm on the stand, and this guy comes up to me, and he has a Bible in his hand, and he says, "Do you put your hand on the Bible?" Okay. Raise your other hand. Okay. "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" And Vinny says, "No." Now what?
Well, again, these are absolutely very creative hypotheticals that I have never seen that happen before in a real courtroom.
Oh, wait to hear my next one.
The only time I actually ever remember seeing anything that closely resembled that was in an episode of The Three Stooges. literally, and that was some years ago, and the courtroom, and everyone in the courtroom had a lot of fun with all of that. Of course, that was a different time, and a different culture. Our mentality has evolved, but it has. I would just say has changed, has altered, become altered since then. To give so much more deference to authority and subservience to authority than was the case at the time of the episode of The Three Stooges.
Alfio, hold that thought. We're going into a break. I've got another question when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. You know, I'm all excited. I was just looking at GCNlive.com, GCNlive.com, and I'm looking at the top streams for this hour. And, class, I really want to thank you. You put us as number one, according to GCN. Right now, we are number one on GCN. It's absolutely amazing. I think I'm humbled. I really am humbled. So thank you so much for doing that. Alfio Lanuto's with us, and Al's an attorney in the East Coast. And so I'm asking him some questions about, I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do when I get arrested? I know it's going to happen. Not that I expect to deserve it. I just think that some of the things that we talk about here have caused many of us to be arrested. Now, there are several of us in prison right now, but I keep hearing more and more stories about USA Preparers instructors being arrested. So, Al, the next thing I'm thinking is I'm on the stand there, and a Bible is put in front of me, and I'm told to put my hand on the Bible. Now, is that an order when they say, place your hand on the Bible? Do they mean, please place your hand on the Bible? Or if you don't mind, would you please place your hand on the Bible? Or do they mean, put your hand on the Bible because I've got a gun in my holster?
Well, it is a fact that the person who's telling you to put your hand on the Bible does have a gun in his holster, at least in most courtrooms. I can't speak for every courtroom across the country. There's a different protocol depending on the particular court. However, I Even though the word order is not used, I think it would be a fair statement that it is, in fact, an order. To place your hand on the Bible, and then the oath would be administered, and one would have to swear to the oath. And that, too, if I'm anticipating your next question, that, too, I think would be properly interpreted to be an order, not a mere genteel request.
Okay. So the bailiff says, place your hand on the Bible. And I've never heard him say, please, or if you don't mind. I've never heard that. It's just really simply, place your hand on the Bible. And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. And I can just envision Vinny as saying, I'm sorry, I didn't see the cover of the Bible. Which version is this? Now what?
Well, at this point, you're going the courtroom is definitely going to be taking notice of the and things are going to be getting somewhat testy. Again, the only time I've actually seen this happen is been on the Three Stooges, and for many listeners, probably don't even remember the Three Stooges, the comedy series from many years ago. I guess you know that ages some of us. Nevertheless, I think that at that point things would be getting rather testy. A good argument can be made of the separation of church and state, and if one does not have religious beliefs or has religious objections or to swearing on the Bible, that would have to be duly noted. I do recall certain instances where certain individuals have had objections based on religious grounds or actual lack of religion, and refusing to swear on the Bible and being forced to, at that point, being forced to have a secular, to be sworn in a secular manner, not necessarily with the hand on the Bible. Although that does make for a very tense environment in the courtroom.
It's interesting. It's interesting that would make for a tense environment in the courtroom because, you know, we haven't even gotten started yet, you know. So I'm thinking about, you know, when I was in elementary school, I was a pretty poor reader. And as a matter of fact, I have a feeling my teachers thought I was retarded. Probably because I was dyslexic, and the words would jump around on the page. And I just couldn't hold those words still, and it was really difficult for me to read, and I read very slowly. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Okay.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Al Lanuto's with us. He's an attorney in the East Coast. And he's helping me understand what would happen to me if I just was me in a hypothetical situation in court. And I mentioned that when I was in elementary school, I was dyslexic, and it was very, very difficult for me to read. And one of the things that I really did not like to do was read aloud in class, because I was probably the worst reader in the entire school system. But the words would jump around on the page, and they just wouldn't hold still, so I was a very slow reader. Now, I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and I fixed it. I literally fixed it in my mind. And so now I read. I've been reading for years and years and years, probably 4 to 6 hours a day. But so here I am, hypothetically, in the courtroom, and I'm being commanded to put my hand on the Bible and to swear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And I say to the bailiff, hold on. You want me to tell the truth, right? That's what this is all about, right? I suppose somebody would say, yes, Mr. Fidelli, that's what we want you to do. Okay. So I want to comply, and I want to do a good job here, and, you know, I want to tell the truth just as you want me to do. But from my understanding, there are different versions of the Bible, and I think, you know, in one of them, there's 66 books in the Bible, and 1,189 chapters, and 31,000 verses, and 783,000 words, 1,260 promises, 6,468 commands, over 8,000 predictions, and 3,294 questions. Now, if you want me to swear to that, I think I'm going to have to read it first. So, now, I'm reading a lot faster than I used to, but I still think it's going to take me a few months to do it, Your Honor. Now what?
Oh, well, I think you're going to have that level of tension in that courtroom will have just skyrocketed.
Well, you know, and I'm probably, I'm going to be the most relaxed guy. I'm going to be the most relaxed guy there, right? Because I'm really confused. I mean, I want to do a good job. You know, I don't want to let anybody down. I want to make sure that I fully understand what they want me to do. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to read it. Not only am I going to have to read it, I'm going to have to understand it. Now, sometimes, do they let you write notes in the Bible in court? I mean, like, if you open it up and say, okay, let me see. Like, when I get my...
No, of course not. This tradition arose at a time where it was presumed, I suppose, that everyone had knowledge of the Bible, where it was presumed that everyone held religious beliefs. And it's become historically has become entrenched into our legal system, but there are those who have challenged it on the grounds that they don't believe in religion, or they are not Christian, or they refuse to swear on the Bible, and have been. The accommodations that I'm aware of is being given a secular oath to have to swear to tell the truth. And that begs another question, because if the witness is there under compulsion of law by subpoena or other means, he has an obligation legally to tell the truth, whether he swears to it that he's going to tell the truth or not. The obligation is there, independently of the swearing it. So one might even you might even ask the question, well, why is it necessary to have the swearing in the first place if there's an obligation to tell the truth by operation of law? And that would be a very good question, to which I don't think anyone would have any prepared scholarly answer.
Well, I maybe someday I'll be able to tell you what happened. But seriously, seriously, Al, when I, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't kidding when I asked about writing in the margins, you know, or writing in the Bible, because when I've been audited, you know, by the IRS, and it's happened at least 10 times, I will go in with my publication 17, and I read the publication, every part that applies to my completing of the tax return, starting with the front cover, ending with the back cover. And I write notes all over it. So when the auditor says, Mr. Finelli, explain this deduction, I go, oh, let's hold on. I've got it here. And I sort through my papers and I pull out publication 17. And, you know, it takes me a while to find this stuff because I, you know, I'm not the fastest reader. So I find what I'm looking for and I go, and I turn the book sideways and I go, oh, here it is. It's right here. This is why I did what I did. And I show it to him. So I have notes in the margin. So what I'm saying is I pay attention to the details. And I write down reminders as to what I did or why I did what I did. So if I were reading the Bible, you know, to do a good job in court, I'd want to take notes, and I'd probably want to take them right in the Bible so that they're right where the wording was that I was analyzing, just like on publication 17 for an audit. So I think they would have a real problem with that. I mean, not that I want to do anything to trash the Bible. That's not the point. I just want to make sure that I understood or could remember what I understood at the time that I read it.
Well, I think that there are two issues here. One, whether the writing in the Bible would be defacing it or being disrespectful to it.
Oh, no, I'm
sure it's not your intention. That wasn't part of your hypothetical. But the issue is a completely different one. Even independently, whether it's the Bible or just a notepad, unless the court specifically gives permission to take notes, you're normally not permitted to have any writing implement or any note-taking equipment while you're on the witness stand. Now, I can envision exceptions being made for example, the American ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, if someone is somehow impaired and needs the assistance of that, but that would have to be determined ahead of time by a motion made by one of the attorneys or one of the parties to be given specific permission to be able to take notes during the interrogation or while the person is on the witness stand. But absent a specific order permitting it, you know, it is by default prohibited. Whether it's in the Bible or inside the palm of your hand.
Al, this year alone, broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network, I just turned around. I have 19 spiral notebooks that I've filled up. I'm almost the 20th one I have in my hand. It's almost, I would say, it's 7/8 completed. And these are notes that I take, you know, during the broadcast, you know, things that I might want to say or things that I might want to remember during the broadcast. Or like if we go into a break, I might say, okay, we come back, I'm going to talk about such and such, and I'll write some notes down. Now, before that, I typed up about six pages of notes, and I wrote all over those notes, and they're in boxes, and they're like 3 feet tall. 2 to 3 feet tall. So I take a lot of notes. Now, I would be at a serious disadvantage if I were in court and I couldn't write stuff down. So now, would I be able to say, Your Honor, I'm having a lot of problems here remembering where I am? What'd you say? I need to have a notebook so I can just, otherwise, it's going to take a long time for me to get through this because I'm going to lose my place. Would I?
Well, that would get back to And what you've just described, Vincent, is, in fact, would be the description of a disability of some sort, where someone needed the aid of the writing implement and the and taking of notes in order to give effective testimony. A motion would have to be made to be able to be given permission to take those notes.
Yeah.
It could be granted. You know, it very well could be granted. In fact, very often, while someone is not being given notes, but is being handed the documents, would you please read this document, and what do you see from this document, and have you seen this document before, and what does it say, does this refresh your recollection as to what happened at that particular event. Very often a police officer will be shown a copy of his own report if it contradicts his testimony that is given at trial. And of course we know that never happens, because the police always testify completely truthfully and never contradict their own. Never contradict another or contradict their police reports. But in those very rare occasions where that might happen, defense counsel might take out a prior document or a deposition at which the police officer testified differently to help him refresh his recollection. And ask him, the classic question then would be then, well, when were you lying then, or are you lying now? Which one is the truth and which one is the lie? That's called impeaching the witness's credibility. Short of being shown documents that you're referring to as being able to having permission to take notes, and I think that would be a function of whether the disability, the witness's disability would be recognized by the court, such permission being granted specifically under the ADA.
Okay, I'll hold that thought. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This can be slight. One of today's hot.
What?
Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Al, I really appreciate you bearing with me on all of my questions today, but I'm absolutely serious. And let me give an example. So,
well, they're quite intriguing, this, and I have to say, and they're quite extremely imaginative.
Well, all right, let me take it a little further. So now we're out of the courtroom, and I'm sitting across the desk from someone, and a contract is placed in front of me, and they say, "Okay, here it is, sign right here." And you know, it takes me a while to go, right there, just down there where the X is, just sign right there. And I, you know, a little couple seconds go by. No, right, sign right there. I go, you want me to sign this right here, right? I'm reading this. Did you read every word of this contract? And you know what they say? They always say the same thing. No, I haven't read it. Okay, so what you want me to do is you want me to agree to everything in writing in this contract that I haven't read yet. I was reading it, but you interrupted me 3 times. I haven't read it. You want me to sign it, and you've never read it.
No,
am I confused, or is that what you're asking me to do?
I'd have to say no one under no circumstances whatsoever, even having counsel by his side, should ever sign any document, a contract, or anything else, without having first read it from top to bottom, inside and out, and asking any questions about any part of it that they don't understand, and getting the benefit of the advice of counsel, if necessary, to help understand any provisions in it. No one can make someone sign a contract without reading it. That is that is beyond even being the judge ordering or the bailiff ordering people to stand or sit when the judge enters exits the courtroom. This is something that falls into a completely different category because that's when someone is signing a contract, he's indicating his assent, his voluntary assent to the terms that are written on that document, whether it's a contract, a will, a plea agreement, whatever it might be. And it is inconceivable that anybody could be ever forced to sign something without completely reading it. In fact, if it could later be proven, and that will be a very difficult thing to actually demonstrate. But if it could be later proven that the person signed the contract under that kind of duress without having been given the opportunity of reading it under that kind of pressure, the contract would be invalid. The contract is avoidable.
I'll tell you what I do.
But you'd have a proof problem. Yeah, you have to remember it's very difficult to be able to prove that it was signed under such conditions that would constitute what's called duress.
Okay. Now, let me tell you what I do, and please tell me your opinion of this. When I read these contracts, I read them. And if they're, you know, it might say standard agreement on the top. Standard agreement, standard contract. Standard means nothing to me. I didn't write it, so they did. And whether they call it standard or not, it doesn't mean, those words mean nothing to me. The word contract means something to me, but standard doesn't. So that's kind of a way of making it like everybody signs this. What's the matter with you, Finelli? You know, why don't you just sign it? So I read every word, and if there are phrases, sentences, or words I don't like, I will cross them out, and I'll write what I do like in its place, and I will initial it. What do you think about that?
That's exactly what you should be doing. In fact, what you just described as standard documents or standard contracts is usually in the context where there's unequal bargaining power between the two sides. For example, the classic example that is when you're in a store and you're at a big box store and you're going to buy something on a retail installment agreement or something like that, and there's real lengthy documents with really small print. And nobody ever reads it. Well, there's a specific term for that. That's called a contract of adhesion. And in fact, that there are provisions in there that inure to the detriment of the consumer.
Al, we're out of time.
They're often unenforceable.
Great. Al, we're out of time. We got to come back and do a class on contracts. Alfio Lanuto in the Garden State. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercials.
People procrastinate. When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest Express banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.